If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome into another Football Friday edition of Sports Betting by Dummies. I'm your host, Patty Parlays. And with me, as always, is Diz. Diz, how's it going, buddy?
It's going great. Ready for the weekend and juiced for a Football Friday.
Absolutely. Final preseason games tonight. College football starts tomorrow. It's going to be a great, great weekend. Joining us, as always, for Football Friday, our Philadelphia Eagles insider, Connor. Connor, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm excited for the Eagles game tonight. It might be one we actually win since we're playing the Jets.
Fingers crossed, man. I'm telling you, this might be Flacco revenge game. Not revenge game, but Flacco comeback game. There you go.
Hoping to see some starters since I didn't see many last time, but who knows? Third game.
It's always a crapshoot with the preseason. Who really knows? And then joining us again is Dish. Dish, how's it going, buddy?
Going good. I got some inside news from one of my good Steelers buddies. Although I don't like the Steelers, he says since they are playing four preseason games because of the Hall of Fame game, the Canton game, yep, that none of the Steelers starters are going to be playing at all. So the second stringers are going to start. So I think the Panthers were plus three. I think they were playing the Panthers. They were plus 3.5. So might be one to look at.
Yes, I agree with you. And I have also heard that. And I actually heard that most of the Panther starters will be playing at least some. I can't remember if they said the Panther starters will be playing first half or not. But I think in that game, you got to take the Panthers.
Yeah, I'm not betting it right now, but it looks pretty juicy.
For sure. For sure. All right. So this is, I don't know if it's technically our last Football Friday before the season starts, but this is going to be kind of our full season preview for the NFL season. So we are going to give out who we think our favorite over win totals are, our under win totals, and then also who we think is going to win each division. I would like to preface this with saying, you know, this is our first betting season in the NFL, technically, as a podcast. We can't see the future, but we can find good value. So be on the lookout for that. So we'll start with win totals. Who wants to start with their over for their win total?
I want to go first because I have a feeling that I'm going to have what other people have. So I want to be the original.
Okay, Diz.
All right. So my over, truly shocked by this number. The Bills win total over under is at 11, and I'm a little surprised by that because they went 13-3 last year, and they definitely didn't get worse. I think it's almost like remarkable that they kept their head coach, offensive coordinator, and defensive coordinator to keep all of those three. Add another home game because there's 17 games now, obviously. And their win total is 11 is kind of like shocking to me. Makes me feel like I'm missing something. Their schedule isn't too terribly hard. Their division isn't too terribly hard. And I think they got better. So that's like an easy one for me. Also, a little value add here. The Bills to have the best record in the NFL is 10-1. And Josh Allen to win MVP is 13-1. I don't think you can parlay props together, but if you can somehow find a way, I think those are very strongly correlated. So may just look into that there. I noticed that this morning when I was looking at it. So that's my over, Patty.
Love it. Absolutely love it. All right, let's go to Connor. Connor, who do you have for your over?
So for my over, I thought this was pretty wild as well, that the Chargers were only given 9 wins, and looking at their schedule, I would give them over that 9 wins all day. I mean, I give them 2 wins against their division rivals, Raiders and Broncos, and they have the NFC East to play. So that's easily 4 wins for them. I hate to say it. And then Vikings, Bengals, and Texans. I mean, they're going to run away with that. Everything else, I think they could split easily.
Right on. Dish, who do you got for your over?
You might help me with this one. I got the Panthers, I think. Was it 8.5 plus 100?
You had Panthers over 7.5 at plus 100. Oh,
7.5. So this goes back to my Christian McCaffrey theory that if he's playing and Sam Darnold's there, then I think they're going to be a better team. Division's not the greatest. Washington won it, what, last year? Oh, wait, nope, wrong. That was the wrong division.
I was going to say, wrong division.
Oh, man, their division actually is kind of hard, but the Saints aren't as good, right? So I don't know. I think there's value there.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't hate it at all. And then my over, and this is gonna appall some people, particularly Connor. But my over, I'm going Falcons over 7.5 wins. Now, like Dish kind of said, their division is tough. You know, Panthers, Saints, Buccaneers. The Falcons could arguably be this worst team in the division, like they were last year. However, I actually am having them projected to win the division. We will get there shortly. But I think this team is a lot closer to the top than most people think. Their defense was piss poor last year. Their offense wasn't prolific like they used to be. But they got a new coach in there, new system. They still have Matt Ryan. They still have Calvin Ridley. I think that the Falcons might shock some people this year. So I'm going Falcons over 7.5 wins. And then we will move on to our unders that we like for the win totals. I will start this time, and we will go back in reverse order. For my under, I have the Jags at 6.5. I think they'll go under 6.5. I think if they win 3 games in the division this year, if they win 2 against the Texans, if Deshaun Watson doesn't play, and if they win 1 against the Colts or the Titans, they would have to only win 4 games out of the division. And based off their schedule, I just don't see it. And they have looked absolutely horrific so far in the preseason. I know it's the preseason, but I just don't see the Jags getting over 6.5 wins. All right, so that means we are back to Disher. Disher, you're under, I believe you had, was Broncos under 8.5 at minus 110?
That's correct. I think right now, I think Teddy Bridgewater's the starter.
Yep,
over Lock for week 1. So.
Yep.
I think they got a good defense. The division is a little better than I think, and I honestly think Denver just underperforms for whatever reason.
Yeah, I don't hate it, but nobody, and I mean nobody, and me and Connor have talked about this before, but nobody has any faith in Teddy Two Gloves at quarterback, but 8.5 does seem like quite a bit for someone that might finish third or fourth in their division.
Yep.
All right, Connor, who do you got for your under?
So Washington football team are projected 8 wins. I think the only way that happens is if they go 6-0 in the division, and I think the Cowboys are going to run away with that division. So bad news for them from winning the division last year is they get that first-place schedule, and it's looking rough with the Seahawks and Packers.
All right. You really don't think that they can win, you know, more than 2 games away from their division?
That's the thing. You would have to win all 6 games, and I don't think they're beating the Cowboys even once.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, and you, if that didn't happen, they would have to win more than 2 games to go over their total. And you don't see it?
Well, I could see a split with it could go either way with the Raiders and the Broncos, but their schedule is brutal.
Gotcha. All right, Diz, wrap us up with your under. Who do you got?
Yes, sir. I think it is absolutely heinous that the Jets are projected to win 6 games. Even if Zach Wilson is Rookie of the Year, they're not going to win 6 games. Justin Herbert had one of the best rookie seasons ever, and the Chargers only won 7 teams. And I think we all can agree that the Chargers are a much better roster than the Jets. I am truly shook. If they go like 5-12, I'd be shook. The fact that the number's at 6, it's honestly free money. And I have no connection to the Jets. I know no one who's a Jets fan personally. I just strictly am shook. So we're jumping on that.
All righty. Love it. Anything anybody wants to add before we move on to the division winners?
I just agree with Diz on the Jets comment.
Yeah, I mean, it's all of these arguments were very, very sound, very, very, very thought through. So I appreciate you guys for doing that.
I disagree with Connor on the Washington football team, but we will get there.
Okay.
We'll get there.
Oh, please, please.
Once we get to these division winners, I'm pretty sure that's when shit's going to hit the fan. So, right. All right, division winners. We're going to start in the AFC East. In the AFC East, you have Bills, Dolphins, Patriots, Jets. I personally think that the Patriots are going to win this division. Again, I went for some longer shots in this. Connor laughed at me at some of my picks. It happens. But I'm going for some longer shots this year, so I think the Patriots are going to have a bounce back. Diz, who do you got for the AFC East? I mean, Bills, right? Because you were saying over on their win total.
I do have the Bills, but I'm curious of the Patriots' value, because if you're hunting value, I got to respect it.
So I got the Patriots at plus 360.
Great value. That is deep. That is deep value. I like the value there, but I just can't see the Bills. I can't see the Bills losing the division. I really can't.
I think if it does come down to that, I think it'll be down to the Bills losing the division as opposed to the Patriots winning it, right?
Correct.
We've talked about this before, and I've talked about this with Connor. Bill Belichick's move is to be consistent and stay the same and wait for the other teams to make mistakes. So I think the Patriots will be steady Eddie all season, and so it'll be up to the Bills to just make mistakes in games and lose games as opposed to the Patriots taking it from them. But you just never know. You can't really ever count out a Bill Belichick-led team.
True.
All right, Connor. I assume you also have the Bills in the East?
Oh, yeah. Josh Allen's the MVP.
Hey, man, I just drafted Josh Allen in a fantasy football league last night. So if he gets MVP, hey, I'm all for it. Dish, are you also jumping on the Bills train?
Yep, Bills as well. And the Patriots have stats without Tom Brady. And that would be Bill Belichick, what, wins 6-10? So,
I mean, but if you have Cam Newton as your quarterback, I mean, he might have Cam Newton again as his quarterback, but I think they
went
out.
When was the last time a rookie quarterback made the playoffs and won their division?
When was the last time?
But he's a special breed. He's not a late first-round pick. I don't know.
I'm not saying Mac Jones is going to be the answer. He's going to be the key, but I think Mac Jones gives them a better chance to win over Cam Newton. And I think a lot of times when you draft a rookie quarterback, they don't have as great of a situation as the Patriots do. And the Patriots got this quarterback at like the middle to late first round, which means they weren't all that terrible last year. So we will see, though. Let's move on to arguably the toughest division in my mind to decide who is going to win it. The AFC North. We have Ravens, Browns, Steelers, and Bengals. So we'll start with Dish on this one. Dish, who do you got winning the North?
I am actually going with a surprise pick, I think, here too. And I'm going to go with the Steelers at plus 440. Don't like the Steelers, hate the pick, but I think the top three are pretty close. And I think that people are going to figure out Lamar Jackson this year. And I think the Steelers, they went 11-0. They just made a misstep at the end of the year, and they clear some of that up, and I think they're good.
Connor, comments or anything you want to change or who you have winning that division?
No, I think the Steelers and Browns personally would be interchangeable for number one. I wanted to pick Steelers first, but I've made the mistake of underestimating the Browns last year and the year before a little bit. I expected that 0-16 season to happen again with Baker, but he's been doing way better than I thought. But the Ravens, I think everyone overvalues way too much. So when they originally, the professionals, project that the Ravens are going to win that division, I think that they're missing a lot of pieces there.
Agreed. Diz, comments?
I thought I was going to get a lot of heat for picking Pittsburgh, but I got Pittsburgh too, and Dish nailed it because, like, the top three are all there. Pittsburgh's got the best value. And I think of all those three, Pittsburgh's got the best coach in a tight division race. I think I'm leaning towards Tomlin over the others.
Wow. Honestly, I thought there was going to be a huge discrepancy in this division, but I too am on the Pittsburgh Steelers. And let me say, you guys nailed it. They started out undefeated last season. They kind of had a little bit of a COVID thing. They had to get their bye week earlier on in the season. They just ran out of gas. And if everything was equal, which I think it's closer to equal between the Steelers and the Browns, I think the Ravens are missing things. But if I agree with Diz in saying that Tomlin is the best coach in this division, and so he will, you know, help lead them to the promised land, if you will. But the thing with the Ravens, and I agree with Diz here, I think people have kind of started to figure out Lamar Jackson, and I think they'll take it to another level. I'm not high on J.K. Dobbins. They got rid of Mark Ingram, and so they have J.K. Dobbins starting for them at running back. They have Hollywood Brown as their wide receiver, but he's their number one wide receiver, but he's pretty much only a deep threat. He's not much of a what I would consider a number one. So, and then they still have Mark Andrews, who's a great tight end, but I just don't see that they have the weapons around Lamar to keep up with some of these teams. So I'm rolling with Steelers as well. Good work, gentlemen. And Connor,
consensus pick means double down, right?
Bet together, win together, baby. All right, moving on. AFC South. You got Titans as the favorite, and then you got Colts, Jags, Texans. I think this is a two-dog race, but I'm going with the Colts. You know, everyone's on the Titans hype, all this stuff. But, I mean, I think, first off, I was surprised Julio Jones is considered a number two wide receiver in Tennessee. So that's, you know, maybe not as big of an acquisition as people are saying. Even with having Julio Jones and A.J. Brown and whatnot, I'm still probably going to stack the box and try to stop Derrick Henry and let Tannehill and those wide receivers try to beat you. But I don't think the Titans' defense is very good. And with the Colts, their defense is fantastic. Granted, we have a big question mark at quarterback right now, but we have one of the best running games and offensive lines as well. So I think this might be a year where we kind of go ground and pound, run the ball a bunch with three to four different running backs, and then just let our defense eat and just try to, you know, hold on to time of possession. But Diz, who do you got in the South?
So I actually have the Titans. I honestly think the Colts might have a better roster, but their opening five is just insane. And I don't know. This could be a hot take, but I think if the Colts start 0-5, which I know that's probably unlikely, but if they start 0-5, I could see us benching Wentz just because to keep that first-round pick. Like, honestly, if we start 0-5, I don't know what our chances are of making the playoffs, especially – with some of the wild card AFC teams like the Chargers, the Browns, the Ravens, whatever, what have you. So it's kind of a coin flip for me, and just being a fan, it's kind of an emotional hedge for me to take the Titans.
Hey, I'm a big emotional hedge guy. I'm with you there. The thing for me is, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but we historically, since, you know, Peyton Manning has left us, we've been historically, you know, terrible at starting off the season. But there was one season when we started out like 0-4, 0-5, and then we won like 11 straight and ended up making the playoffs. So I don't know if I necessarily agree with you there. But yeah, I mean, I could see us too. If Wentz has any kind of an injury or a hampering, I could see us just sitting him down for a little while, let him get full and healthy. But let's go to Connor, our Eagles expert, our former Wentz whisperer, and see what he has to say about the AFC South.
I am a huge Carson Wentz fan, even though he's with another team now. But I'm going with the Titans because I had to watch Wentz play and see all the same mistakes he would make week after week. He holds onto the ball too long, and he always tries to force plays that aren't there. You'll make the highlight reel, but it could be good or bad if you're trying to force those plays. So I think it's going to be if he can go back to his fundamentals and get rid of all the stuff he was doing with Philadelphia. I think the Colts could be dynamic, but I'm going to go with the Titans because I don't think the one-year turnaround is going to do it for him.
Connor, are you calling in from a lawnmower?
Yeah.
You guys don't mow your lawn while you're doing the show? Oh, weird. All right, Dish. Tell me you're on the Colts with me. Come on.
I want to so bad, but...
You can't do it. You can't pull the trigger. I know. I get it.
I'm with Diz on the emotional head, and just honestly watching the Titans in the playoffs last year and how they managed the game so well and just faltered at the end, like, I think they're going to be better, and I think their defense is solid, and now they got Julio. I just... The Colts schedule's hard. It all lines together. Now, if those two played, you know, in the playoffs to go to the AFC Championship game, like I think I would pull for the Colts in a one-time thing, but the whole season, yeah, unfortunately I'm going with the Titans.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get it. And the Titans aren't stupid. And when they have Derrick Henry, you know, they've formulated their offense around them pretty well. So I can accept the being on the wrong side of this one, but and honestly, you should never be a homer and go for your team, but I'm kind of doing that here, but it is what it is. All right.
I do think Wentz will be better here than in Philly, though. And I think our offensive line has to do a lot with that and holding on to the ball, as Connor said he's not so good at. Hopefully that changes in Indy.
Yeah, we'll see. And speaking of the Colts, you know, I don't know if you guys heard, but Quentin Nelson and Eric Fisher are both on the COVID list. Hopefully they are cleared to play before week one. I mean, I don't think Fisher was coming back week one anyways, but if Quentin Nelson's not there week one, I think you have to sit Wentz. All right, moving on. Let's go to the AFC West. We got the Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, Raiders in here. Dish, who do you got to win this division? I think we're all probably going to be aligned on this one.
Yeah, I have the Chiefs pretty easy. FanDuel had the $5 bonus credit bet. I definitely took the Chiefs on that, and I think they're going to win 12-13 games.
Yep, gotcha. Connor, anything to add?
Bet together, win together. I mean, Dish provided that information, so thank you, Dish. I also am picking the Chiefs and have that same bet down.
Absolutely. Is there anything that you want to add or change?
I don't. I wish I did, but I don't.
Okay. And for those that don't know, so right now FanDuel is offering a promotion. Dish was kind enough to share that with our group. If you go to the promos tab, it's labeled as a futures bonus, and it's on the Super Bowl win bonus. If you go to more info and hit bet now or opt in or whatever it is, for us, and it could be different for you based off your bankroll and how much you bet. But for us, if we place a $50 bet on your favorite team to win this year's Super Bowl between August 20th and September 9th, so you still got like 2 weeks to get into this, but you put $50 on who you think is going to win the Super Bowl, and then you get $5 back in insight credit for every win that they get. So, If your team gets more than 10 wins, then you're actually just making money just by placing this promo bet. And I believe we are all in agreement here that saying that the Chiefs are a good chance to, you know, at least win 12-13 games. So we make money even if this bet loses. So make sure you all jump on that if your bankroll can't afford it.
And it's at plus 500, which is pretty good odds. So 50 wins, 250.
And that's the lowest odds that are out there, too. So even if you don't go with the Chiefs, if you think someone else is going to win the Super Bowl and win a lot of games this season, you're going to get even better odds. But if you want to roll with us, we're all on the Chiefs on that. All right, we're going to Connor's division now, the NFC Beast. We got the Cowboys, we got the Washington football team, we got the Giants, and we got the Eagles. And I got to let our guy Connor start us off. Connor, who do you got winning this division?
The Cowboys, hands down. I think their offense is way too dynamic, and Dak is back. And I think they just have to figure out their defense, and they'll be a solid team. They're just going to run away with it. I think Washington's going to give them some troubles along the way, but worst case is they're going to split with Washington, and then win so many other games during the season.
I like your little Dak is back. That's some nice rhyming. Gets the people going.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go ahead and go to Diz. Diz, what do you got in this division?
Is Dak back?
I mean, technically, yeah, he's playing, but I think you were looking for a different spin on that.
I really don't. Is he back? Is he throwing yet?
Yes. He's been throwing for a while.
If Dak stays healthy, I could see the Cowboys winning the division. I think it's the Washington football team. And I mean it's Fitzmagic. I don't care what you say. I think Washington's got one of the best defensive fronts. Their schedule's brutal, but I mean it's the NFC beast. I think 9-8 wins the division. I think Washington fights hard, and I don't know, Dallas specifically, just watching Hard Knocks, I think they might have like the worst head coach in the league. They might have the worst defensive coordinator. Dan Quinn might get fired before the season starts. I don't know. I can't trust Dallas. I can't bet on Dallas. And I don't like Dallas. I don't want to root for them. I'm going Washington football team. I want to see Fitzmagic in a playoff game. So I'm going with my heart. I got to go with the Washington football team.
Diz, I've got to say, I don't want to root for any of them.
As an Eagles fan, Connor does not want to root for any of them.
Good point. It's a good point.
The Eagles are going to be fighting for third place.
That's funny. But, Diz, you're not feeling Mike McCarthy smashing those watermelons?
It's just Hard Knocks is amazing because you really – it's nuts how good of a coach you – I don't know what I'm trying to say. It's crazy how easily you can see how someone's a good coach or not. Like Sean McVay last year, amazing. The Chargers guy, Anthony Lynn, atrocious. And they were actually on the same season, so that one was kind of easy to tell. The Browns one with Hugh Jackson was laughable. And just Mike McCarthy, it's just so bad. And Dan Quinn, everyone hates him. So I don't know. I can't bet on a team to win a division when they might have the worst coaching staff in football.
Fair is fair. Dish, did we ask you who you got winning this division?
I have the Cowboys. Kind of same reason as Connor. I don't really have a ton to add there.
Yeah, and that's okay. You know, I figured there might be some overlap with having us all on here, but I'm actually with Diz. I'm going Washington football team. I think the Cowboys have the offense. I think the Washington football has the defense. It's going to be a clash of the Titans and the NFC beast to see who wins that division. And I think defense wins championships. So, oh my gosh. Did you guys hear that?
I just saw a lightning bolt and I'm very close to your house. So,
That scared the crap out of me. Sorry about that, folks. A large boom just hit nearby. But anyways, moving on from the NFC beast. Next, we have the NFC North. Got Packers, Vikings, Bears, and Lions. I have the Packers in a runaway. I don't think any other team in this division is close. Does anybody have anything else to add or change on that?
You're saying you don't believe in Kirk Cousins?
I have never believed in Kirk Cousins. I don't remember what he said coming out of that locker room. Can you feel it? Or what? Anybody know
you
what
like
saying?
That?
You like that? Yeah. No, I don't like that. Kirk Cousins, you're trash. I think the Packers have it in a runaway. But anybody else?
I agree, but if Jordan Love is the quarterback, does this change?
Yes, but Jordan Love's not the quarterback because Aaron Rodgers is back, and so
Someone could trade for him.
That would be wild. That would be wild. Then who knows? Then maybe the Bears win it with Justin Fields at the helm. But I don't know. I still don't trust the Vikings, but it's a good what-if scenario there, Dish. Diz, anything to add?
No. I think this division is horrible.
Yeah.
This is the hottest take I'll probably ever say. I think it might be the worst division in football. And I
that
know
is an extremely hot take.
I know the NFC Beast is bad. I know the AFC South is bad. But, like, Packers are really good. I think the other three teams are lowest of the low. Bears have a roster. I don't think they can do it. Nagy's fighting for his job. Somehow Andy Dalton's still the starting quarterback. I don't know what's happening. Vikings are a shit show every year. Lions, Dan Campbell's a psychopath. I really think this is the worst division, and I know that's a hot take, but I think Packers run away easy.
This division's looking a lot like the Patriots division was looking like when Tom Brady was around. One team to rule it all.
you're not one to knot some kneecaps over there, Diz?
I mean, you know, I've been known to do that in my day, but I don't know if it's going to mount to wins for Motor City Dan Campbell.
I gotcha. And now that he has Jared Goff, he's in a much worse situation than if he had Matt Stafford.
Correct.
But
it's crazy. The odds on that are only -145 for the Packers to win the division.
You can get some good value on betting division winners. I mean, even the favorites, you get pretty good odds on usually. Let's move on to the NFC South, and this is the one where I'm going to ruffle some feathers. But you got the Bucks, the Saints, Falcons, and Panthers. Now we will let Dish start on who he wants to win this division.
Once or who thinks, that's a lot different. I think the Bucks will win, unfortunately. And I only say unfortunately is because the whole Tom Brady thing and the Colts, and Colts never won because of him. So I'm just sour because of that. But I think the Bucks got it.
Hunter, rebuttal or change or anything?
So I feel better about the Bucks because we beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. So
oh,
I'm okay with picking the Bucks.
I you think just went there. Who invited Connor on the show? I mean, Diz, you have anything other than the Bucks?
I don't. Same situation though. Same head coach, same offensive coordinator, same defensive coordinator. They retained their whole roster. I think they're going to be really good, and I think their division stinks. I know you're about to ruffle some feathers, Patty. I think Jameis is garbage. I want him to succeed. I think he's garbage. Panthers, I don't think they're going to be good. I'm sorry, Dish. And Falcons, garbage too. I'm ruffling a lot of feathers because Pat had the over for the Falcons. I think this is a runaway, and I'm curious to see who you think is going to win, Patty.
And this is the moment we've been waiting for all episode, all right? Connor's aware of this. Connor has seen the episode notes. He's seen who I am going to pick. But I am going with the Dirty Birds. I am going with the Atlanta Falcons, everyone. Now.
Insane.
I know. First off, I just want to throw this out there. Diz, guess what value I get for the Falcons to win this division?
$540.
I am getting +700 odds for the Atlanta Falcons to win this division. Now, I think the Saints are trash now without Drew Brees. It's just
the Falcons
fact of the matter.
Are actually at +850 right now if you're on FanDuel.
Even better. Jump on it. It's going down. Get on while it's hot. So the Saints, I think, are trash. Panthers, I don't know if I trust Sam Darnold yet, but I could possibly see Sam Darnold having a revitalization of his career, just like Ryan Tannehill at the Titans. But that's going to maybe take some time. I don't think they're there yet. I don't think they'll use Christian McCaffrey as much because he's injury prone. I just don't think the Panthers have the tools there just yet. Now, the clear favorite in this division and what everyone is saying is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And yes, they have insane continuity. They have all of their coordinators back. They have all their starters back. But they were only a wild card team last year. Okay? They got hot at the right time. They got hot at the end of the season. And I think that they are not the same team they were last year. I think they're getting older. I think they will see some regression back to the mean of their playing. I think Tom Brady's the GOAT. There's no debating it. He will probably have a great season. But I don't know that Tom Brady can put an entire team on his back if need to be. No one knows if Fournette or Ronald Jones is starting for them, but either way, I don't think their running game is quite what it was last year. Ronald Jones had a heck of a season before he got to the playoffs, and they let playoff Lenny eat. And then I think Mike Evans is going to be the biggest regressor back to the mean. He had an insane season last year, but it was like the first season where he didn't have huge injury problems. He's getting old. I don't see the Bucs being the team they were last year, and I don't know that their defense can even hold up. So I am going with the Falcons. It's not even so much that I think the Falcons are a great team. I just think that they're better than everyone else in their division.
So let me get this straight. The Bucs lose nobody, and the Falcons have an older Matt Ryan and lose Julio Jones, and you're on the bandwagon. I love it.
Yeah, 100%. I think they got toxic Julio Jones out of their thing. They brought in Kyle Pitts. He's going to be a rookie. He's going to be insane at tight end. And then I just think that the Falcons looked really good at the end of last season. They were already out of contention. They fired Dan Quinn, who was obviously very terrible at coaching. He's now the D coordinator at Cowboys, and Diz already said he sucks. I think this new regime, I think their offense is going to be prolific. I truly do think that the Falcons are going to surprise people this year. All right.
And you think that's going to happen with the new coach as well?
I do. I don't think anyone will have a scouting report on him. It's just like having like a rookie quarterback or, you know, a rookie pitcher in the MLB. You know, the first beginning of the season, you know, you don't know what they're going to do. You don't have the film on them. You don't know what their schemes are going to be. You're flying in blind to those games, essentially. Now, obviously, as you get later into the season, people will catch on and know things. But I do like the Falcons this year.
I mean, I would say that's true for quarterback head coaches because you already know the talents that are around them. If the coaches can use those talents or if they use them wrong, it's going to be easy to beat the head coach his first year until they realize what talents they have around them by year two.
That is fair. That is an absolutely fair point. You know, it all depends on if the coaching staff, you know, has a strategy or a play style that they want to use, or if they adapt to their talents and players around them, but only time will tell, right?
Hey, y'all think you're crazy, but you could be right.
Hey, following the rules and going with everyone else doesn't get you recognized. It's the crazy ones that make bold claims that get the people going.
Hell yeah, Pat, hype yourself up because none of us think that's going to happen.
Hey, I get called crazy on the regular on these shows, but you know what? Your boy's still going strong. All right, final division here, boys. NFC West, this one is also a very tough one in my eyes to decide. You got the 49ers, Rams, Seahawks, and Cardinals. Diz, who do you got in this division?
I got the Rams. I'm really intrigued to see McVay and Stafford together. I think they have the best quarterback head coach combo, which, you know, with Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll, and I guess the 49ers don't have a great quarterback, but Shanahan can coach. I do think all three of these teams make the playoffs, but I think the Rams win the division.
Hey, Dish, who do you got?
I think legitimately you could probably flip a four-sided coin and tell you who wins the division. I think this division is so hard to predict. And I actually am going to go with the least favorite at plus 600, the Cardinals. I think Kyler Murray is going to have an MVP season this year. And I think they're getting better on defense. They brought in J.J. Watt. Hopefully that helps a lot. This division is just so hard. I think, you know, Stafford's going to come in. Things are going to be different. Who we got? The 49ers. They looked so great 2 years ago. I think people are catching on to them. I think they're going to have a quarterback controversy when Garoppolo starts not playing well. The Seahawks have Wilson. That's it. Like, man, I think it's the Cards.
I actually don't hate that from a value perspective. I agree with you. Any one of these four teams could win this division, And also, you know, the Cardinals brought in James Conner for running back. I don't think he's starting, but that's still a pretty good number two option if it's needed there. And they also brought in AJ Green at wide receiver. So I do think the Cardinals went out and, like you said, got JJ Watt. So I did think they made some pretty good moves this season to help bolster their chances. Connor, who do you got in this division?
So I was looking at the NFC. This division itself is going to take the wild cards.
Yep.
This division is very strong. And like Dish said, I 100% agree. I could see any of these four teams winning it. But I thought I was going to stand alone on this, but I chose the Rams. Just like Diz did, I also think it's the best quarterback head coach combo that there is. I love Russell Wilson. He's probably my favorite quarterback in the league right now, but I don't know. He doesn't seem happy there, and it seems like they're missing a few pieces, and I think the Rams are going to not run away with it, but I think they'll give everyone some trouble along the way.
Nice. All right, so I'm actually shocked no one chose the Seahawks. I do think they're going to let Russ eat this season. I think Russ is going to put up MVP-like numbers. But I went with the 49ers. And again, you kind of see a theme with most of my picks here. But the 49ers defense, when healthy, I think is the best defense in the league. And so in a division that's this close, I think the defense wins out. So I'm going with the 49ers. But of course, they have the worst value. Gentlemen, I must say that was quite a run we went on there. I appreciate you guys joining us. But for those that are wondering, I put $1 on for all of my division winners in a parlay. And with my division winners, $1 turns into $11,000.
Jeez.
Wow.
So you may not want to go with my picks. My picks are definitely some long shots, but I am the king of the Hail Marys. So we will see. But let's move on. It is Friday, which means it is also Celeb Bet Friday. We actually have our one celeb bettor on this show with us right now. Dish, do you want to share your pick and your reasoning behind it, or do you want me to just go for it?
Oh, I got it. I am going back to NASCAR. I know I've been, 1-4 or something on my NASCAR picks. I still watch every race. Got a little unlucky, but that's fine. This week I'm going, and this is the Coke Zero 400, and it is at Daytona, which is a restrictor plate track, meaning that, all the cars are basically the same speed. So it comes down to driving ability and teaming up with teammates to pass. And I'm going with Denny Hamlin to be top three. And do you remember what the odds were on it? I think it was plus 185.
Plus 195.
He's got the best team. They always perform well at Daytona. He has won the Daytona 500 twice in the last 3 years. I just think he's the pick.
Awesome. Love it. And This creates tremendous drama for our final Celeb Bet Friday edition of this month. So if Dish's bet hits, he wins the Celeb Bet Friday contest and he'll get free merch from us. If he loses, then Sunshine's one single solo Reds money line bet runs away with the competition win, and Sunshine from the depths will end up winning the Celeb Bet Friday contest.
Wow. I feel like I am on duty if I lose this to pay half of his merch.
Oh, no.
You heard it here.
This is all on us, man.
Okay.
But we got some drama in the Celeb Bet contest that I wasn't foreseeing, but I am a big fan of it. All right, Diz, let's review our best bets from Wednesday. How'd you do?
0-2. I got kicked in the mouth. We're bouncing back. I'm done with baseball. Dog days of summer are over. I clearly struggled through it, but we're betting football here going out. So keeping it moving.
Yep. I went 0-2-1 on Wednesday. I am down bad. I've basically thrown away this best bets competition and the capper's tourney. I believe this week on best bets alone, I am 0-5-1. Your boy's down pretty bad. But in the best bets competition, I am up 3.98 units overall, and Diz is up 4.4 units overall. So Diz does have the lead in that competition.
Where
now.
Are you at again? Sorry, I missed it. Where are you at?
I'm at 3.98.
And I'm at what?
4.4. So you are 4.42 units up on me. Now, Diz, we have today's episode and we have Monday's episode for our best bets. So by the time next Thursday rolls around, we will know who won the best bets competition. All right, let's get into our best bets of the night. And I am also on Diz's train. I am not going to baseball tonight. I am going to football. It is Football Friday. We are all about football right now. I got two NCAA football picks for you. First games are tomorrow for week zero. The first one, I'm going Hawaii versus UCLA under 68.5. Now, I gave you all the logic last episode, but essentially it is week zero. Plenty of mistakes will happen for both teams, mistakes that will kill the over, and these teams are more run-based teams. And I think 68.5 is way too high here, so I'm going under. All right. This is the one, Connor. The model dog of the week, if you will. So I am
put together.
That's right. Connor put a dollar on this because we're rolling with our model that we came up with. And he's bet together, win together, and I love it. But I told him that I'm not super confident in this, but we're going with the model because that's how you know the models work. I'm going Hawaii Moneyline versus UCLA. UCLA was like 17.5 point favorites, and our model says that Hawaii is the better team. Now, Diz, do you want to take a guess at what value we are getting on Hawaii Moneyline?
I think I actually know what it is because I bet this game in one of my best bets. It's like plus 700 or something, right?
It is plus 710. So this is our model dog of the week, like I said. The model claims that Hawaii is the better team. Now, the one possible thought is that since Hawaii has to come to UCLA as opposed to the other way around, the home field advantage is there for UCLA, and we did not include home field advantage in our model. So that could be one fault in the model that we could see here. But still, we are riding with the model. We are going Hawaii money line, and we are betting together and winning together, baby.
So basically, if that hits, you win the competition.
Possibly. I mean, you could go with a parlay that's plus 1,000 odds on Monday and win the competition. Like, our competition has like the least amount of rules possible, so literally anything can happen.
Got it.
All right, Diz, what do you got for your best bets tonight?
All right. So, I'm sticking to what I know. I have two overs. Do you want to guess what one of my overs is, Patty?
You had to have gone the over in the Hawaii-UCLA game.
You're goddamn right. There's going to be more than 68.5 points. I don't care how heinously high that is. I am rooting for points. I am rooting for fun. It's week zero. The fact you took an under, I don't care what the number is, pisses me off. And to go against you in the best bets competition, I'm going to win this tournament because this over 68.5 is going to hit. So I have Hawaii-UCLA over 68.5. And then I have Eastern Illinois at Indiana State over 50.5. I think 50.5 is super low, especially for the first week of college football. Just taking that. Indiana State Sycamores, baby. I know nothing about either of these teams. I just saw 50.5, and I felt like a kid in a candy store. So those are my two best bets. Over 50.5 for Eastern Illinois and Indiana State, and over 68.5 for Hawaii and UCLA.
So Eastern Illinois, I don't know if you know this, is the home of Tony Romo. He went there for college. And I went to Indiana State, so I can give you some knowledge that they are not very good.
But he chose the over, so as long as both teams score, he's okay with that.
Does that mean that defense
true.
Is not very good?
Quite possible, yes.
All right, love it. We're getting some football best bets in there. Like we said, Connor jumped on with us on the Hawaii money line. We're riding with the model, so appreciate Connor betting that one with us.
I'm excited to possibly most likely lose that dollar.
But like Connor said, he told me this. He said he put the money in the account that he is okay with losing. He didn't put in his mortgage payment in there or anything like that. So he is being a smart and wise gambler, and we appreciate that, Connor.
Just a house, no money. I mean, it's just a building.
There you go. All right, everyone's favorite time of the episode, the Hail Mary Parlay of the Day. It is back. Value, fellas. I know Connor probably already saw the value, so we won't let Connor look at it. But Dish, do you have a guess at the value of the Hail Mary Parlay of the Day? Dish does not have a guess. All right.
Sorry. I'm going 652.
Okay. Diz, you have a guess? Diz?
491. I feel like you're being conservative today.
Well, you guys are both absolutely wrong. It is $1 to win $984.03. Your guy is back on his shit. We're putting some crazy numbers up there. But they're all in the MLB because those NCAA football games don't happen until tomorrow. But so we got Phillies first five minus 1.5 versus the Diamondbacks. Tampa Bay first five minus 1.5 versus the Orioles. Toronto or the Blue Jays first five minus 0.5 versus Detroit. Washington Nationals first five money line versus the Mets. Boston Red Sox first five minus 0.5 run versus the Cleveland Indians. Cleveland baseball team, my apologies. I'm going Reds, Marlins, under 8 runs in the game. Diz gonna hit that. Yep. Yep.
What? We're the best hitting team in the NL right now.
Yep. But you're also
Yeah, that's
going...
a little surprising to me too.
Well, to explain myself, you have two pitchers going that have an under 3 ERA on the season. Miami's ballpark is the worst in terms of home run hitting and runs scored, period. And the Marlins are just a terrible team. So the Reds could win 7-0 and this could hit. So I'm feeling pretty good about it. And then I'm going Giants first five money line versus the Braves. Brewers first five minus 0.5 run versus the Twins. Yankees Athletics first five under 3.5 runs. And then finally Mariners first five minus 0.5 run versus the Kansas City Royals. All right, gents, anything you guys need to get off your chest before we wrap up this Football Friday?
Football's back, baby.
Couldn't agree more. All right. Thank you all for listening. Make sure you check us out on Twitter and Instagram at SportsBetByDumb. Feel free to send us DMs or messages on those platforms. Give us picks, advice, recommendations, how to make the show better and more enjoyable. We are always trying to grow and improve. And please go out and give us a 5-star rating on whatever platform you're listening to if you love the show. That helps us out tremendously. So, hopefully you guys have a nice, long, profitable weekend, and we will see you all on Monday.